Good morning, everybody, and a warm welcome to today's All Age Worship service. It's really lovely to have you with us, wherever you're joining us from. Being an All Age service means there's going to be a couple of activities for you to join in with. And for these, you'll need a piece of paper, something to write with, and also a piece of string or ribbon, something you can tie and untie. You might also want to find a candle to light if it's safe to do so. So pause the recording and go and collect these things now. And now, as we light our candles, Eilish is going to lead us in our opening responses.
Jesus is the light of the world.
Jesus is the light of the world.
Jesus, shine in our hearts.
Jesus, shine in our hearts.
Jesus, be with us now.
Jesus, be with us now.
Thank you, Eilish. Today in our service, we're going to be thinking about some words of Jesus. This week, we've reached a milestone. We've had 100 days in lockdown. For many people, that's meant 100 days of staying at home, or 100 days without working, 100 days without school, 100 days without seeing friends or family. And it's not been easy. For some, there's been 100 days of hard work and intense pressure. And as we look forward to a time when we're able to go out more, to visit more, and maybe even take a holiday, things are not going to return to normal right away. In our readings today, Jesus encourages us to come to him for rest, to come to him and share our burdens. We're going to sing a hymn now, which may be new to some of you, though the words were written over 100 years ago. Here they're given a new setting. The hymn talks about how, when we go through the storms of life, God is there for us. He's our cornerstone. So we sing together, Christ alone, cornerstone.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. We say, my hope is built. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, in the Savior's love, all through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all.
When darkness sings,
smile. trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne. Sing Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. For through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
One more time, we say
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord our
Lord. At the beginning of a new week, it's good to come to God and say we're sorry. So now Rosie is going to lead us in our prayers of confession.
O Lord, we often let you down. We know how to be kind to people, but sometimes we hurt them. We are sorry for this, Lord. We know how to try our hardest, but sometimes we can't be bothered. We are sorry for this, Lord. We know how to cope with difficulties, but instead we sometimes complain. We are sorry for this, Lord. We know how to be honest, but sometimes we cheat or tell lies. We are sorry for this, Lord. We know how to be polite and friendly, but we are sometimes rude and unkind. We are sorry for this, Lord. We know you always want the best for us, and we believe we can manage to do better with your help. Please forgive us for pleasing ourselves and keeping you away. Amen.
May the Father forgive us by the death of his Son and strengthen us to live in the power of the Spirit all of our days. Amen.
We're going to be thinking about burdens today, but before we do so, you might want to find a pencil and some paper and to have that ready so that you can be ready to join in. So if you've got your paper, would you like to draw around one of your hands using the pencil? When you've done that, into that outline, write down some of the tasks and burdens that you are often asked to do or have been asked to do, or things that you find particularly difficult.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where, who knows where.
Having drawn those hands and added your burdens, how does it feel when you look at them? Are there times when perhaps what you've been asked to do is overwhelming, where it just all seems too difficult for you to manage? I know there are times when I've been asked to do a job, and when I look at it, I just think, I can't do this. I can't do this on my own. So how would it be if that task was shared? Would you like to draw another hand now and spread the tasks out that you had before, put some of them into that other hand, and then just look at it again and see just how much easier it is when the tasks are shared between two hands, two people, or even more. We'll come back to that later in the service.
It's a long, long road. From which there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share?
Reading from Matthew, chapter 11, starting to read at verse 25. At that time Jesus said, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you because you have shown to the unlearned what you have hidden from the wise and learned. Yes, Father, this was how you wanted it to happen. My Father has given me all things. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and put it on you, and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke I will give you is easy, and the load I will put on you is light. This is the word of the Lord.
In our reading today, Jesus invites us to come. That's the first thing he does. An invitation to come to him, to come with our weariness, to come with our tiredness, to come with our problems and our burdens. And he promises to give us rest. When we drew round our hands with Chris, he asked us to think of things we might find difficult or overwhelming. Some people have a lot to cope with at the moment. Some are juggling work and homeschooling, or looking after grandparents. Maybe some of you are afraid of losing your jobs. Maybe you have the responsibility of making other people redundant. Maybe you're a teacher thinking about how you can possibly organise your classroom so all your children can come back to school safely in September. Maybe you're a child at home and you're worried about someone in your family or going back to school and catching up with work that you've missed. To each one of us, Jesus says, come. And he will give us rest. And I think part of the clue to how we find that rest comes in the next verse. For Jesus talks about taking his yoke on ourselves. Now, he's not talking about eggs here. This kind of yoke is a large frame of wood which was carved to fit over the neck of two animals to help them carry a heavy load. So two oxen would be yoked together to pull a plough and share that task. He says, "Take my yoke and learn from me." Imagine two oxen pulling together. Usually a farmer would put an older, experienced ox with a younger, less experienced one. The older ox, the more experienced ox, would take responsibility. He would lead. He would know what kind of pace to go at. And he would teach the younger one by what he was doing. That's what it's like with us and Jesus when we are yoked with him. He leads us. He guides us. He helps us to work things out together with him. He takes us at a pace that is good for us. Sometimes, when things go wrong in our lives, we just plough on regardless, and we can get ourselves into a proper pickle. The Apostle Paul talked about that. He said he wanted to do the right thing, but often he ended up doing stuff he didn't want to do or didn't mean to do. But he did recognise that whatever he went through, Jesus could help him get through it and realign his direction. We're going to do something now with your piece of string or ribbon. Take your piece of string and I want you to quietly think about something that is troubling you. Something that's worrying you. A burden that you're carrying. Maybe there's something you need to do and don't really want to. Maybe you're scared about something that's going to happen. Whatever it is, it's easier when we share it with God. I want you to take your string and tie a knot in it to represent that burden, that problem. And then quietly, maybe think of one or two other things that are burdensome for you at the moment and tie one or two more knots, things that you're going through, things that you would like to give to God. Okay, we're now going to listen to a piece of music. The words are in Spanish and they mean, "Let nothing trouble you, let nothing scare you. He who loves God needs nothing. God is enough." As we listen to this piece of music, I'd like you to hold your piece of string and just feel those knots one by one and think about what they represent. And one by one, I'd like you to pray and ask God to help you and to take on that burden with you. And as you do that, slowly untie that knot as a sign that you've given it to him.
Thank you.
We come to our time of prayer now, and this week our prayers are going to be led for us by the Hetherington family.
Prayers today, we put all our thoughts and worries and hopes into the hands of God. You may like to hold your hands in front of you as you pray.
We place into the hands of God the life of this church, the people around us, and those who are not here today. We place into the hands of God our difficulties and frustrations and our hopes and worries about the future. We place into the hands of God the life of the church in all the world. All people in the world who bring God's love to others, all people who are in danger because they share the love of God. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We place into the hands of God a world that needs peace, a world that needs wisdom, a world that needs healing. We place into the hands of God the leaders of every nation, the poor of our own and every country, those who live in fear, and all who hold the lives of others in their hands. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We place into the hands of God our families, our friends, and our neighbours, those who live and work in our community, in our shops and local businesses, those who work from home, those who are unemployed, and all those who pass through our communities on their travels. We place into the hands of God all those we know who are suffering. Loving God, bless them with your love and comfort and healing, and show us how to care for them. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We place into the hands of God all those who are no longer with us and those who they have left behind. Loving God, as you prepared a place for each of them, prepare us a place with you, when we will be held in your loving hands forever. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll finish our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes all look to you and you give them their food at the proper time. Amen. Let us sing together now. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart.
Thank you.
I chose that hymn because it talks about teaching us to dance to the beat of God's heart. And that kind of resonated somehow with me, with that idea of being yoked to Jesus, about walking in his way and almost feeling his pulse as he feels ours and as we go on life's journey with him. We come to the close of our service now by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you for being here today, and we hope to see you again soon.